Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. One of the fundamental economic principles of the so-called Reagan Revolution was jotted on the back of a cocktail napkin in 1974. As legend has it, the infamous Laffer Curve was first drawn by economist Arthur Laffer on a cocktail napkin during a small dinner meeting at a Washington hotel attended by Dick Cheney and Donald Rumsfeld. Although at first skeptical, when Laffer explained the gist of the curve that increases in tax could conceivably lead to a reduction in overall revenue, Cheney became intrigued. If increases in tax could reduce revenue, surely the reverse was also true. Decreasing the tax rate could conceivably increase the revenue. With great excitement, the Republican establishment latched onto this idea, arguing counterintuitively that decreases in tax rates would actually increase revenue because so-called wealth producers would be willing to create more wealth. In short, the notorious concept of supply-side economics was born, with Arthur Laffer's curve serving as its foundational principle. But many economists have questioned the utility of the Laffer curve in public discourse. According to Nobel Prize laureate James Taubman, quote, "The Laffer curve idea that tax cuts would actually increase revenues turned out to deserve the ridicule with which sober economists had greeted it in 1981. Taken to an extreme, the concept has proven to be highly dysfunctional, causing massive deficits when base rates were cut to the bone under George W. Bush's reign. Conventional economists acknowledge the basic notion of the Laffer curve, but argue that the peak rate could be as high as 65%, well above Ronald Reagan and George W. Bush's tax cuts. As a result of Laffer's much-abused idea, the U.S. economy lost billions of dollars in potential taxes under George W. Bush's reign, making Arthur Laffer's infamous curve no laughing matter." This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.